The rest of the story. You know how Pluto got its name, the planet Pluto? Has nothing to do with the mythical god of the same name. Pluto's an acronym. It was chosen because the first two letters of Pluto, P and L, are the initials of Percival Lowell, the astronomer who theoretically located the planet, and because the last two letters of Pluto, T and O, are the first two letters of the name Tombaugh, Clyde Tombaugh, the first astronomer actually to sight the planet. This dual discovership, if one may call it that, is particularly fascinating in this case because Lowell claimed to know where the ninth planet was almost 30 years before Tombaugh confirmed his prediction. Lowell knew something was out there. Let me run that by just once more. It's important. Lowell knew something was out there. He just couldn't see it. How he knew is the rest of the story. As early as 1902, astronomer Percival Lowell was talking about a mysterious, distant, invisible planet beyond Neptune. He mentioned it in a lecture series at MIT, again in a book called The Solar System. And this was more than a guess, he said. The unseen presence of Planet X, as he called it, could be detected in the irregularities of the two nearest planets, Neptune and Uranus. Pay attention here now. He said the behavior of Neptune and Uranus in their orbits around the sun indicated the influence of a large mass beyond them, a mass massive enough, that is, with enough gravitational pull to alter the courses of Neptune and Uranus. By scientifically interpreting the eccentricities of those orbits, said Lowell, he could reveal not only where this planet X was, but almost precisely how far away as well. The problem, of course, was that no telescope of Lowell's day was powerful enough to see such a planet at such a distance, and although Lowell never gave up the search for Planet X, he was consistently frustrated in the attempt. But then one day, he died, and 13 years later, March 12 of 1930, Clyde Tombaugh, an astronomer at the Lowell Observatory, telegraphed a message to the Harvard College Observatory that Percival Lowell's Planet X had been sighted. And yes, it was, right where Lowell himself had anticipated its discovery, the precise location and the same distance. In the eyes of man, Pluto was born that day. The confirmation of Lowell's prediction was promptly hailed as a triumph of so-called scientific method. For almost three decades previous, a scientist, by observing the orbits of other planets and by carefully calculating the mass required to produce the effects he observed, had precisely identified and located something that he could not even see. But whatever it was that caused Percival Lowell to make his undeniably accurate prediction, it was not science. You see, in 1978, we got our first really good look at Pluto. We even found a moon orbiting Pluto, and at that time, astronomers also discovered something else. The mass of the planet Pluto is so insignificant. Pluto is so small that it could not possibly influence the orbits of neighboring planets. Nevertheless, astronomer Percival Lowell, now almost a century ago, did correctly report the nature and the whereabouts of something he would never live to see. And using methods that could not possibly have helped him to do so. And now you know the rest of the story.